The people you leave behind. Spencer's perfect memory does not extend to the Doctor, but she is often hypothesized as a result of a small time disruption field surrounding the Doctor that makes it impossible to keep your facts straight. This is, in part, the reason why Spencer likes the Doctor. His mind is allowed to wander, to relax, and not learn everything as quickly as he can, although he still learns things around the Doctor. The thing his team does not know is that during the time he's supposed to have been at MIT, he wasn't. Or he was, depending on how you looked at it. He stopped trying to understand the intricacies of time travel a long time ago. The point is that Spencer loved the Doctor, and the Doctor loved him back, but he still had to leave. The last moment he saw the Doctor is the one he remembers with the most clarity. The TARDIS had just landed on the first day of freshman orientation, hidden by trees and the odd phenomena of people never looking when things act like they're supposed to be there. The Doctor hugging him before pulling away and sweeping Spencer's hair out of his face. The sorrow of a smile. "You'll do great things," the Doctor said. "And perhaps we will see each other again somewhere in time. But for now, I need to return you." The Doctor's fingers were warm on Spencer's shoulders when he leaned forward to kiss Spencer's forehead. Spencer does not see him leave, his eyes closed tightly until the time he spent with the Doctor seems like nothing more than a dream. If it doesn't, Spencer thinks, he will become as crazy as his mother. The end.